It's the Burt Show.
Good morning, Sean. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly, before I ask my question, to confess my lesbian crush on Melissa.
Well, thank you, honey. That makes my day. I don't feel too good today, so you just pep me up.
But I wanted to ask if you had ever gotten a chance to freeze your embryos.
That's a good question.
We got them right here in this rock star freezer.
Well, actually, it's funny you bring that up. It costs a lot of money to freeze your eggs and freeze embryos. And so,
how much does something like that cost? Curious.
I mean, just to get them out is about $15,000.
What? To have them removed from your body?
Yeah.
Really?
No way.
And insurance does not cover it. So it was a couple years ago that Katie and I started.
And you don't need a little blue pill.
Huh?
You don't need like the little blue pill, Viagra, because that is covered.
Right. Yes, Viagra's covered, but trying to have children is not. Thank you for pointing that out. It was a couple years ago that Katie and I started talking about children and how and what our options were. And one of the thoughts was that I am older than Katie and I will be 40 in March. And so one of the things was to go ahead and freeze my eggs because I'm a transplant recipient. In my first child at 40, the doctor's like, we would prefer you not to get pregnant. It's not that I couldn't carry a child, but it's just the risk factors are there. And so the doctor's like, we'd prefer you not to be the one to carry it. So Katie's not ready to carry a child now. We weren't necessarily ready to have a child now, but we started talking about freezing my eggs. And then we learned that freezing eggs is not as successful as freezing embryos. So having the sperm and the egg together frozen is a lot more successful. And so we do have the sperm, and it is in a freezer, but my eggs are not. So it is a total.
I think Jeff just gave that to her actually this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
It's an old Diet Coke can covered in Saran wrap. Oh.
But it's basically about money. It honestly is about money. It's about Katie and I not having spare $15,000, and it's us consistently raising money since we've talked about it in order to do it. So we're hoping to get it done here, hopefully, in the next few months.
Where'd you get the swimmers?
Not from you, Jeff.
Not from you.
That's what he's really upset about. He doesn't really care whose they are. He just
did you go to a
to know
bank?
Why not they're him?
We initially went to a cryobank and did the whole search and got our families involved and my mother and Katie's mom. We had them as part of the selection process, and the cryobank kind of, one day they had it and one day they didn't. So when I was ready to get that sperm, it was no longer available. And it was just such a weird process that we decided to go with somebody we know.
Okay, without, of course, we're not going to say who the person is, but I'm fascinated by the conversation that you had with this person initially. So did you call them up and say, look, there's something that we'd really like to talk to you? And then you did this over dinner. Did you go over to their house? How was it? How did you phrase it?
It is somebody that we know who is married and already has children. That was a decision that we made that we wanted it to be somebody that already had children.
Okay.
We did not want this to be their first child biologically. And so it was a person whose response basically was it would be an honor to do so.
Really?
So we have involved him and his wife are a team. So it's not just he's not our donor. They are our donor. Mm-hmm. So
when you call like this dinner to ask them, do you ask them to a family dinner? Do you take them to a restaurant? Is it out in public
out,
you ask?
We've had this happen a while ago, so I'm trying to figure out exactly how we did it.
Are you
it.
Careful not to serve mayonnaise or rice pudding?
What is wrong with you?
Is it a singing telegram?
That's exactly what we used. It had to be in person. It had to be at a dinner. We asked them, like I said, I just know that it was important for us to ask them as a couple and always have her involved. So we asked if they would. I think they already probably knew that we were thinking about freezing the embryos. So it wasn't a conversation where we said, okay, look what we're trying to do.
It wasn't out of the blue.
Because his friends are in our circle anyway. So it's not like it's somebody that we...
Who got to be the lucky one to get the sperm out? You or Katie Jo?
Anyway, so
who asked the question?
Did
you ask or did Katie Jo ask?
Oh, I asked.
You did.
Yeah. I will say that there is nothing funnier to watch than a man who is just given his sample and him walking back out into the lobby.
You were there? You were there at the...
We were all in the lobby.
In this lobby? It happened at Q100.
No way. But it is, there is something funny about that. I mean, there's yeah. nothing more
he had a little swagger.
Pleasing to a man.
No, it's probably more embarrassing, right?
No, a swagger.
Oh, he was swaggering
yes,
about it.
Yes, because there's nothing to have three women in a lobby, his wife, myself, and Katie, waiting on him to come back out.
He's like,
and
hey.
He's like, I got my three women here. And he's like, you know what? And people other than my wife have asked me for my seed. So, I mean, I find that that's a huge ego booster for a man to be asked, you know, do you mind donating?
I never thought of the aspect that you would actually go there with him and sit in the lobby while he got biz-nass done.
Well, I mean,
I just figured he'd call you up the next day going, okay, I want you to know that I made the drop-off. And
I think it was just important for us to all make this a collective effort. And it's such, I mean, because it's such a huge honor for us to have them involved. So it's, we're trying to all do it as a team. Not that, Jeff.
Can you take a picture of how it's labeled in your freezer?
It's not in my freezer.
Or wherever.
It is at the facility. So waiting on Katie and I to get money in order to be able to, you know, match it with my ex. So we're working on it. Here, Bird Show.